New Perkia, Daf Tzadikei Yom Aleph. Hamoitzi Tfilin. If somebody finds Tfilin on Shabbos in the street, you find Tfilin in the middle of the street on Shabbos. He's Alocho Machnison Zug Zug. You're allowed to wear them, put them on, and wear them, take them back home, Zug Zug, a pair at a time. One shall Yad, one shall Rosh, put them on in the street, and walk home with them, take them off in your house, and then go out again, and if there are more Tfilin there, bring them home. Like Rashi says, Hamoitzi Tfilin Besode B'mokim Shenovodin. You find this film in the streets that your friend will get lost there. It's a mokum bizoyin there. So the Rabbanim will make all that machnisen liru labayis. You're allowed to carry them, wear them home to bring it into the city, into the house. Zug zug, what does that mean? Echad b'roish v'echad b'zroya. One on top of your head and one on your hands. V'haynu zug, that's a loshen zug, like a mate, two together. K'derech shaloshen b'chol, the same way you wear in the middle of the weekday. You wear shoyad and shoroish. Then v'choyze tomit, go back after you take it off in your house. V'machnisen zug acha zug achi yichlum. Take one after another pair, till you finally bring in all the pair of tefillins that you find outside in the street. But you're going to wear one pair at a time. We have a Gamliel Oymer Shnayim Shnayim. He holds no. You're allowed to put on two pairs of tefillin at a time. Two shoroshes and two shoyads at the same time, and carry them home. So the Mar B'medivar Mamurim, when are we mako that you carry, wear the tefillin home? The Yishonis. Only if the tefillin are old. So Rashi learns old means the Rashi shenikir akesher. It's nikir that there's a knot on the ritzuis. Also kimin shakai that's made when you see the shin and the dalit and the yud. Then we say the vadai tefillin hein that this pair is for sure a pair of tefillin. The yesh behen kedusha and it has kedusha because they are parshias inside them. The also lanichem bebizoyim. You're not allowed to leave them out in the street bebizoyim. Therefore, there's a heter to wear them home on Shabbos. Mashenkin bechadoshes. Let's say you find a very new pair, then potter. Then you don't have a right to take them home. Because we have a suffix, maybe it's only a kimeya. Your rush is only an ornament. Trashim Avo the Chadosh is potter malach nisan, duma kimeya hein ba'alma. V'yein ben kedusha, ela benasin kilchosam aina lishmon. Tfilin only has kedusha was made lishmon with the right pashias, but it's only the kimeya that you make an ornament for refuah. That's something that heals you. So you're not, even if you have the parshas written there, it wasn't written l'shem kedushas tefillin. It was written only for refuah. It has no kedusha on it. Therefore, if you find a new pair, we have to have a suffix. Maybe it's only kimeyim, and you're not allowed to bring it home. But the mice la'aloch, it's brought down to the bottom today. Even new pairs also you're allowed to carry or wear home because the zman hazeh it's not shchiyah to have any kimeyis. And it's nikka claw that snicker, even new pairs of tefillin have its kesher on it already. You have the ritzuas, you have the knots in the back of the sharush, so it's nikka claw b'zman hazeh that's a pair of tefillin. Therefore, you find it out in the street, you're allowed to put them on and wear them home. So the Mishnah, motzon tzivosam, you find like a pair tied together. Oy kirichos, or else a few pairs of tefillin tied together. A lot of pairs tied together. So we'll see in the Gemara, but the Chor of Pshat is, if you go back and forth a whole day trying to carry one pair at a time, you won't finish the job. There are so many tefillin there, it'll take you more than a day's time to wear them home one at a time. So in such a case, is machshech aleihem. You're supposed to wait there then. Just stay with them there in the field, in the sada, wherever you found it, and wait there till at night time. And then at night time, you'll pick up the whole bundle and carry them home. Or mevi'in. And then you'll bring them home at night time. But since it's not kedai to travel a whole Shabbos back and forth wearing them home, you won't finish anyway by the time it's the end of Shabbos. So you might as well just wait there with them, and at the Moitzoy Shabbos, you'll carry them home. So the Mishnah b'sakona. Let's say it's a sakona to wait in the fields. You're afraid of the listim, Rashi says. You're afraid of robbers there. You can't wait in the fields. So what's the eitzim? Then mechasin v'her lechloi. All you have to do is just cover up the bundles of tefillin and go away. There's no eitzim. Like, we're not mechayiv you to wear them home, because you won't finish wearing them home anyway. So in such a case, and you can't stay there, you're afraid of the robbers, just cover up the tefillin, that's the covered of it, and go away. Rabbi Shimon Oymer, Rabbi Shimon has another eitzah. In the case you find a lot of pairs of tefillin that'll take too long to wear them home, there's another eitzah. Rabbi Shimon Oymer, nois non lichaveroi, vichaveroi lichaveroi. There's an eitzah to make a line, a row of people. And one person hands it over to his friend, and they're less than Dal Damas away, Better than that. I mean, they're not making any hoitzor, they're not making any maistam, just handing it from my hand to your hand. Is nice from the chaber lechaberoi. Atche megia lechotzer achitzoina. Until they come into the first outermost chotzer in the city, that's already Meshum with watch there, and there you can leave it. So Rashi says, Noiston lechaber lechaber lechaberoi, the chol chad vechad lemamti lo arbamis. Each person does not carry it four amis. So nobody is doing an iser. Therefore, you're allowed to hand it from one person to another person. Even though with the Rabbonin, Stamazo, you're not supposed to carry this way, you're not supposed to hand something to your friend, to your friend, to your friend, even though nobody's doing an Issa, with the Rabbonin, it's also done. The Zigzera, maybe you come to carry yourself four Amis. But here, Mishum Kovet, Hat Tfilin, the Rabbonin will make them. That if you have a bunch of Tfilin, that'll take too long for you to wear them and bringing them home, the Yetzer is pick up the whole bundle and hand it over to your friend. And your friend hands it over to your friend and nobody carries a Dal Amis. There's no wisdom in the Raisa, and the Rabbonis will make it here also. That's the first place that's watched, so it won't be a Mokim Bizoyin anymore to leave the tefillin there, so leave the tefillin there. So the Mishnah of Achein Benoi, the same halachas apply, as let's say your wife didn't make the hospital in time, and she had the baby in the field on Shabbos, and you have a baby in the field, what are you supposed to do now? How do you get the baby home? The same mates that hand him from one friend to another friend, that's how you get him home on Shabbos. So Drashi v'chein benoit, show yodosoi imoi shom basodeh b'Shabbos. Hey, if your wife gave birth in the fields on Shabbos, is how do you get him home? So the answer is, hand him from one chava to another chava. The same here, you don't have the hetas to carry him, because the chura carrying the chai is only nisim of the rabbonin. So chura the rabbonin should be mekel here. But I would say, a tinik ben yoimai, one day old, there's an issue the right to carry him. Because a one day old baby can't walk at all. So therefore, if you carry him, it's an issue the right. So you have no heta to do an issue the right. And it's not a makom sakona here. You could just wait there. So the answer is, hand him from one person to another person, so nobody is carrying him dal damis, nobody is doing an issue the right. Chaim benoi, nois lechaveru, vechaver lechaveru. Afilu meya, afilu you have 100 people to get him home, still it's all mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Noisein Odom, Chaveru Lechaveroi, Vechaveru Lechaveroi, Afilo Chutz Letchum. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Noisein Odom Chovis, Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Noisein Odom Chovis, if you have a barrel of wine, that also Tzarcha Tzudim, some, you don't have wine in the house to make Kiddush, you want to get the wine to your house. So Rabbi Yehuda is also Mekel, that noisen adam chavis lechaveroi vechavero lechaveroi afilu chutz letchum. You could carry this barrel of wine as far as you want. One person give it to another person, even though you've taken the barrel of wine chutz letchum. That means the original Reuven that owns this barrel of wine, he has his tchum. He's only allowed to go 2,000 amis. Now you'll have mamash a whole long row of people, and you want to get your wine now to somebody else that's more than 2,000 amis away from you. Still, it's mutter, because each person that's handing it, the person that's handing it more than 2,000 amis, he's not going chutz letchum. He's allowed to go that far. It's only the original owner that can go so far. We say, so what? Each person that's carrying it can carry it as far as his chum is. That's the Yehudi Shita. Omru loyd, Rabbanan said back to Yehudi, no, loyd halach zu yaisa miragle baleho. The halacha is that since this barrel of wine belongs to Reuven, so the barrel of wine also has the chum that the Bailam Reuven has. And it can't go further than 2,000 amas that Reuven himself is allowed to walk. So maybe even though the person that's carrying the barrel of wine now has a tchum that could go more than 2,000 amas, like he didn't start off at the beginning. His tchum first starts later down the road. So he's allowed to carry it further. Still it's awesome. Because the locker is by tchumim, the chveitzim go after the bailim. Whoever owns it, the barrel of wine can only go as far as the owner could go. Here the owner can go 2,000 amas, not more. It can't go more than 2,000 amas. Yeah. So Tais says that that's the reason why this Mishnah, this parak was put here in Masechet Erevin, has real distribution in Hilchos Shabbos. And about the end of the Mishnah talks a little bit about Tchumim. That's why they put this parak here in Masechet Erevin. Even though really it's only the Gehet Hilchos Yitzur of Shabbos, it should have been in Masechet Shabbos. So to Gemara, Tana Kama holds Zug Echad in. You find a few pairs that's filmed in the street on Shabbos. The Tana Kama says you're allowed to wear one pair at a time, put on a shel yad and put on a shel rosh, and walk home with them, and then take them off in the house and come back and put on another pair. So mashma zug echodin, one pair at a time, yes, tfei loy, but two pairs at a time you can't do it. That's the Tana Kama. The Molema Tanan Stamad Loik Rabmeya. The Chura Awa Mishnah does not come out good according to Rabmeya Shita. Dik Rabmeya, if it comes out according to Rabmeya, we had a Gemara in Shabbos. In the case we have a fire in the house and you want to save your clothing on Shabbos, so how much clothing are you allowed to wear out? Is Kahoma Loivish Kol Mash Yachal Ulvoish. You could wear 5 shirts, one on top of another. Put on all your shirts in the drawer and walk out with them to save it from the fire. The Yaitiv Kol Mash Yachal Atif. And you can wrap around you as many talis and many coats as you want. So you're allowed to put on as many as you want at one time. It's not like we learned in Gemara in Shabbos. Ulisham Moitzi Kol Kli Tashmishay. Out, you have a fire in the house. You're allowed to carry out into the chutzar all the Kli Tashmishay that you need, any kelim you need. The Loivesh Kol Ma Shiyachal Uvesh. And you're allowed to put on, wear as many clothing as you could. The Oitif Kol Ma Shiyachal Atif. And you're allowed to wrap around you as much as you want. So you see, you can put on more than one shirt. You can put on 5, 10 shirts at a time. So why does our Mishnah say you can only put on 1 pair of tefillin? Why can't you put on 5 pair of tefillin at the same time? So the Chura, our Mishnah, even though it's a Stam Mishnah, the Chura does not go according to Rameya, which is a little bakasha. Like usually a Stam Mishnah is Rameya Shita. Rashi says, Yilevish komash yochel uvesh linyin hatzolah deleika tanan v'chol kisvi ha-kodesh. In the parak chol kisvi in Shabbos, if there's a fire in a house, you're allowed to save your clothing by putting on as many as you want. V'lishom u'moitzu l'chotzeh shesmuch ledleika. If you have a chotzeh right next to your house, you're allowed to carry out here all your kli tashmishoi and you can wear all your begodim. And for the Gemara, Sashin spread the Gemara v'his tomo mimayid Rav Meihi. Ashton, who says that Mishnah in Shabbos goes according to Rav Meihi? So the Mordech Tony Allah, we learned on that Mishnah Gufa, Loivesh Umoitzi Upoishit. The Loivesh Umoitzi Upoishit Afilo Kola Yam Kuloi. Divir Reb Meir. Mash Maklor Reb Meir says that you could wear as many clothing as you could put on at one time, carry it outside, take them off there, then go back in the house and put on again as many clothing as you could. So you see, according to Reb Meir Shitam, you're allowed to wear as many clothing as possible. So how come here the Mishnah says, according to Tanakhama, you could only put on 1 pair of tefillin at a time? Why can't you put on 5 pair at a time? So who are you wearing them? Let it have a shame albush now. And for the Gemara, Omar Rava, no, there's no kasha. Afilu tema Rav Meir. Our Mishnah here, Hamoitzi tefillin, could even go according to Rav Meir Shita that holds in Kol Kisvei, could wear as many begodim as you want. Hosam derech malbushay kechoyol shavyu rabbonin. Over there by Kol Kisvei, the Rabbanan said, just like in the middle of the weekday, sometimes you wear 2 shirts, sometimes you wear 2 coats. If it gets very cold outside, you do wear 2. So Mele, since it's a derech sometimes to wear 2 or to wear 3, the Rabbanan will make you to wear that amount on Shabbos also. For Hochab and the Mashenke and the Geit Tzfilin, derech malbushay kechol shavi Rabbanan. The same thing. The Rabbanan will only mat you to wear these tefillin on Shabbos the same way you wear them in the middle of the weekday. Now, in the middle of the weekday, how many tefillin do you put on? Only 1 pair of tefillin. Therefore, on Shabbos also, you can't wear more than 1 pair at a time. The marhosam debechoyel kamid deboy lovish embalked by stam clothing. In the middle of the weekday, it gets very cold outside, so you put on as many clothing as you want. You could wear as many as you want. Is who are din linyan hatzola nami sharvalei rabbonim. Therefore, even though on this Shabbos now there's a fire in your house and you want to save your clothing, the Rabbanan will mount you to wear as many clothing as you want. Because sometimes, in the middle of the weekday, also you wear a lot of pair of clothing. Abahocha, mashenkin, by tefillin, tibachoyel, namizug echorin, tfei loit. In the middle of the weekday, nobody ever wears more than 2 tefillin. Like we'll soon see Hosugi here, there's an issa of Baal Taisif. If you wear 2 pairs of tefillin at the same time, there's a Baal Taisif. You're not allowed to do the mitzvah twice. So the Chura wearing 2 pairs of tefillin should be Baal Taisif. So now in the middle of the weekday, nobody ever wears 2 pairs of tefillin. Is a mela, hocha de b'chel nami zug echidin, tfei loy, linyinat sola nami. So what then now, if you find these pairs of tefillin outside on the streets on Shabbos, even though you find there 10 pairs of tefillin, still we're only mati you, zug echidin, only 1 pair at a time, tfei loy. We're not mati you to wear more than 1 pair at a time. Because since that's the derech to wear in the middle of the weekday. So Rashi learns, Hosom the koi b'sham abush nekam the boy lovish mechoyel zug echorin the ksav Rashi says the chiddush the ksav a Shabbos man tefillin who atay Rameya holds that Shabbos is called as man tefillin like we'll see soon on next daf. It's a machlokes if he's supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos or not. So the Havamina is now the Tanakama holds here that on Shabbos you are allowed to wear tefillin or meshamachi shari. Therefore, that's the reason why you're allowed to wear them on Shabbos. His Havamina is if you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah, you wouldn't be allowed to wear them on Shabbos. of the Balav Hatzola Nami, and Bola Niach Tfilin Maniach, Meshum Hatzola Le'ashurin Le'tzvei. That's the Havaminim. That we're not matiu more than the Heter is Stam L'Shei Mitzvah. So L'Shei Mitzvah, you only put on one pair of Tfilin, therefore the Tanakam Ramei holds here by Tfilin, you can only wear one pair at a time. I will soon see that's Berim soon. So the more of item, and the Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel Le'imeh Shnayim Shnayim. Rabbi Gamliel argues and says, no. If you find 10 pairs of tefillin out in the street, you should know you're allowed to put on 2 pairs at a time. You can wear 2 shoroshes and 2 shoyats. For the Gemara, my kisava, what's the sword in Rabbi Gamliel? Why only 2 and not more? E kisava Shabbos man tefillin who? If you can tell me Rabbi Gamliel's heter is. There's no new heter mishum hatzolam. It's only stam because Shabbos is a man tefillin. And when you find tefillin, zuntay, put them on, you become the mitzvah. Oy bazoi, zug echorin, tfei loy. According to this svara, then you should only be mutter to wear one pair of tefillin and not two. Because if the only heter is because you're doing a mitzvah, we know the mitzvah is only with one pair. 2 pairs will be bal tosef already. So how can Rabbi Gamliel be matter you to wear 2 pairs at a time? There's no mitzvah to wear 2 at a time. And Rashi says, Iksav Shabbos man tefillin hu, mishamachi shari. And that's the only reason why we're matter you to wear the tefillin now, is because you've been mekayim the mitzvah. But there's no new heter stamped to save the tefillin from the bezoyin. Or bezoy, how could you wear more than one pair? There's no mitzvah more than one pair. There should be no heter to wear 2 pairs. How come Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah is matir to put on 2 at a time? Weiter, vi kisov a Shabbos lams man tefillin hu, elo marim gamliel holds no. Like we hold halacha, Shabbos is not a zman tefillin. There's no mitzvah to put on tefillin on Shabbos. So bezoy, what's the heter to wear the tefillin home on Shabbos? But mishum hatzolo. Because there's no heter mishum hatzola to save it, not to be a derech bizoyin. That's why it's mutter. Like Rashi says, lav zman tefillin hu v'sharile rabbanan derech malbush mishum d'tachshet hu legabei. Because even though they're not being mekayim any mitzvah now, but still, v'loy masu, it's not called you carrying something. It's called the tachshet. A tachshet means something that's nice for the body. It's like butter to the goof. And that's the old svara every malbush, every shirt, a suit that we wear on Shabbos. The reason why it's mutter, because it's a tachshit for the guf. It's like bottle to your body. It's not called you carrying it. Who are doing the svara tefillin also? Even though there's no mitzvah now. But tefillin is called a tachshit for the guf. Therefore, it's just like a clothing. And that's the reason why you're allowed to wear them home on Shabbos. Nothing to do with the mitzvah. Just that it's not called a masa. It's not called you carrying it. It's called a tachshit like any other begodim that has bottle to the begit. So the ikasava shalvaz matfilnu, or mishumat solo, the chorosh be the same kasha then. Derech malbush sharvale rabbonin. Or if it's not, afilu tfei nami. So kasha the monoshoch. If you tell him now it has nothing to do with the mitzvah, it's just time you're wearing it now. It's like any other malbush, any other shirt or suit that you're wearing. That's why you can wear tfilnu also. It's also like butter to the goof. For the Gemara, why does the wheel only say then 2? Why can you do 5 at a time? If you tell him just like you're allowed to wear 5 shirts, so why can't you wear 5 pairs of tefillin? Like if you tell him that tefillin is called like a malbush, it's a tachshid, it's bought to the goof, so afilu 5 pairs should also be good. And for the Gemara, the Pshat Rabbi Gamliel is like this. Le'yolam ksova Shabbos lav zman tefillin hu. Really, Rabbi Gamliel holds, no, on Shabbos you're not being a kind of any mitzvah. There's no heter to wear these tefillin to save them because you're doing a mitzvah. Today on Shabbos there's no mitzvah tefillin. When would Rabbanan give a heter that you're allowed to wear the tefillin home to save it from a mokim b'zoyim in the field? Is derech malbush. When the Rabbanan gave you a heter to wear it, derech malbush. It looks like you're wearing a clothing. Oh, but so the kasha was, why can't you wear 5 or 10 pairs at a time? That there it is, b'mokim tefillin. They're only matyu to wear derech malbush b'mokim tefillin. It has to be in the mokim where you wear tefillin the whole weekday. That's called a malbush. Hey, since in the middle of the week, we wear the tefillin here, that's called like a clothing for the arm. So you can wear the tefillin on Shabbos also, but there is a clothing. But to wear 5 pairs, since you can't get them on the Mokum tefillin, you're standing there wearing it someplace else. Someplace else, since you don't wear it that way, the Mokum choyl, it's not called a malbush. Like that's not called derech malbush, then it would be called a masli. Fred Gemara, if that's the svari, hochi, yebazoin, zug echad nami in, tfei loy. If you're telling me now, even mishum hatzolah, the Rabbanim only mat you to wear it the same way you wear in the middle of the weekday. Now that's called the malbush. It's called like a clothing. So how many pairs of tefillin do we wear in the weekday? We only wear one. Look, there's only a mokim on your hand to wear one pair at a time. There's only a mokim on your rush to wear one pair of tefillin at a time. So there should only be a heter to wear one pair at a time and not 2. Why is Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah mat you to wear 2 pairs at a time? And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, no, you should know, Mokom Yesh Barosh Lo Niach Bo Shtei Tefillin. On your head, the Mokom where the Mitzvah Tefillin is, really there's enough place there to put on two pairs of Tefillin. Now, for Shtei Tzichzur, it depends how big the Tefillin is and how small it is. You could have very, very small, and somebody can put four pairs there. And you could have very big pairs of Tefillin, you can't get more than one. So I think Tais talks about what the Ikka Shir is. I think it's two Tefillin by two Etz Boys by two Etz Boys. That's the Shir we're using. Two Etz Boys by two Etz Boys. So there's enough room on your head here to put on two pairs of Tefillin, I call upon them. On your Rosh, there's enough to put on two. So therefore, now on Shabbos, you're allowed to wear two pairs, because both pairs on your head is on the Mokum that you wear Tefillin on the weekday. So it's called the Malbush in that Mokum. So Drashi Mokum Tefillin, Horoy lo Niach by Tefillin, Shein Kola Rosh Kosh lo Niach Tefillin. You can't put Tefillin Stam any place on your head. Ela Kod Kod Levad. Only Mamish the tip of your head. The Gemara will soon see the Gemara. The place where when a kid is first born, his head is still soft there. That's me Bein Hei Naim at the beginning of the hairline. The charitz yeshom shatfilin yeshvim bo. His mamish like a little indention, a charitz, a line on your head. Mamish where the tefillin should be. The einam bolten kol kach lekamon. Or the shabbos nam mebasud loychozulei lav tashatu. Shebolten yeshvim da v'abikamasi. Right. Yeah. So I call upon him after the Gemara that what on the rush there's a place there to put on two tefillins. And you would be mekayim the mitzvah. I mean, both tefillins is on the mokum where that's a mokum tefillin. Therefore, it's called a malbush. For the Gemara, honicha the rush. That's good. However, Gamliel says you're allowed to put on two pairs, a shar rushes on your head on Shabbos to wear them home. Oh, but the yad ma'ik lemeimah. Hey, so far we only had a man diom, and it says on your head there's a place for two. But nobody said yet on your yad, on your hand, there's also a mokum to put on two tefillin. So the Chor HaHavimina is now no, in your hand, where you're supposed to put the tefillin on your muscle, there's only room for one pair, not two pairs. So how come on Shabbos you can wear two pairs of two show yads on your hand? The Chor, one of them is not on the Mokum HaTefillin, it should not be called a Malbush. It's only called a Malbush, like a clothing, if that's the Mokum that you wear it in the middle of the weekday. But to put on two there, one has to be boiled, sticking out of its place. So the Chor has to be called a Masu, then it's called you're carrying something, not wearing it. So first the Gemara says, Kid Rav Huna. I'll give you a test that goes like Rav Huna. The Yom Rav Huna. Pa'amim sha'odim bo min asodah. It could be sometimes people are coming home from the fields. The chavilosai aroishai. On the way home, they stopped off in the grocery store and they bought a bundle of groceries. And they have holding the bundles. And the chavilosai aroishai. How'd they carry home then? They used to carry on top of the head. So they put the bundle of matzahs on top of the head. So it's not nice that the bundle of matzahs should be on top of the tefillin. They took off the tefillin from the head. They were tied on their arm. So what do you see? You see in the middle of the weekday, sometimes you like wore both tefillin, shel rosh and shel rab, shel yad on your hand. So the kids, since you took off the shel rosh and put it on your hand, mashma on the hand, sometimes in the weekday, you also wear two pairs there. And for the Gemara name, there's no raya. Hey, Madiyam Rav Huna, when does Rav Huna say you should do something like that? Shlo yinuk ben derech bizoyin. It just means that if you're carrying a bundle on your head, it's a bizoyin to carry the bundle on top of your tefillin. So therefore, now you have no way. It says, Mestam in your hands, you also have bundles. You have three bundles. So one's in one hand, one's in the other hand, and the other one has to go on the head. That's the only place you have. So it's a bizoyin to walk like that, that the bundle should be on top of the tefillin. So Rav Huna says, in such a case, you know what? Take off your tefillin shel yad and wrap it around your hand. That's an eitzah not to be mevazeh the tefillin. But roll miyoma. But does Rav Huna say, though, now that you wrap around the shel rosh on your hand, that mokum of your hand is roi for tefillin? Avadav, it's not roi for tefillin. That part of your hand that you wrapped in the shel rosh, good. You stop wrapping it there to be able to take it home. But avadav, that's not a mokum that you mekayem the mitzvah tefillin. So since on your hand, so far, we only know there's only one place where you can put on tefillin, that's the only place you mekayem the mitzvah. So the Chor, any other place, you're not mekayem the mitzvah. So it's not called the malbush on the other place. So now on Shabbos, you shouldn't be allowed to wear it. It's called a master. It's called like you're carrying it. It's only called a malbush, like a clothing that it should be bottled to your goof. If that's the place that you wear it on the weekday, to be mekayem the mitzvah. And for the Gemara, Elo k'diyoma Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Atay pshat nom Gamliel, he holds like Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. That what he says, Mokam yesh b'rosh ro niach boi shtei tefillin, is hochinami, the same thing, is Mokam yesh b'yad. He says the same thing by the hand. Just like in the head, you're telling me there's enough place there to put on two pairs of tefillin, who are din on your yad by your muscle of your hand, there's also, yesh biyad shiroi laniach v'shtei tefillin. There's enough mokim there on the muscle of your hand to put two batim there, two pairs of shal yad. So that's Pshanam Gamliel. That's why on Shabbos you're allowed to put on, wear two pairs of tefillin, because he holds both pairs fit on the mokum that you could be mekayim the mitzvah. So even though now on Shabbos is lav zaman mitzvah, you're not being mekayim any mitzvah at all, but since in the weekday you wear it there, now on Shabbos it's called a malbush. It's called like a tachshit. It's like bottle to the goof, and it's not called you carrying something. It's the same hetter you would like you wear a jacket. So therefore, two you're allowed to, but more than two you're not allowed to. Because more than two, there's no mokum to get more than two on the mokum of your hand. That's the mokum where it's a tachshit. It's only a tachshit for the mokum of your hand that you're mekayim the mitzvah in the middle of the weekday. And you can only put two pairs there, not more. That's what the Gemara says, only two pairs and not more. So the Gemara, Torna Devei Menashe. The Pasuk says, Al Yodcha. You're supposed to put tefillin shoyad on your hand. What does your hand mean? Zu kiboris. Kiboris posture means the muscle of your hand between your elbow and your shoulder. On the muscle here, that's where you're supposed to put the tefillin. That's called the kiboris. So drashi averam tsoi shebezroya. The middle of the zroya, that's where you put your tefillin, on the shoyad. Bein enecho, the pasuk says the shorosh should be bein enecho, in between your eyes. What does that mean? Zu kotkoi. That means the top of your head. It doesn't mean mamash literally on top of your nose, in between your eyes, but it means further up, zekot kot the top of your head. But heichi, where is the mokum on top of your head that you should put the tefillin shorosh? Amri devei Rav Yanai, mokum shemoichoi shaltinich roifis. That's the place that when a kid is first born, his head there is very soft. There's a very soft spot there. That's the mokum to put tefillin on. And usually we say it's where the hairline, where your hair starts to grow, further back. That's where the tefillin should be. And in that mokum, there's enough mokum to put two pairs of tefillin there. Yeah. So the Gemara now, Luchura, what's the machlekes that are now mishter atanakam and gamliel? Hey, how come Rav Meir says you're only allowed to wear one pair of tefillin home on Shabbos? And then Gamliel says, no, even two pairs you're allowed to. What's the machlekes tolian? So the Gemara, Luchura, lema, bidirar shmuel barab yitzchok kemiflegi. The machlekes is, do we hold from a Shmuel's Chiddush that says that there's a place on your head and on your hand to wear two pairs? Maybe that's good for the Machlokes. The Tanakhama less led the Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchak. Hatzei Rav Meir argues and says, no, on the head and on the hand there's only enough place to wear one pair of tefillin. Therefore on Shabbos, it's only called a Tachshit, one pair. Two pairs is not called a Tachshit anymore. Rav Gamliel that says, no, even two pairs is mutter. Hatzei Yisled Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchak. He holds like Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchak that says, no, there's enough place on your head and on your hand to wear two pairs there. Therefore, on Shabbos, both is called a tachshit, and you're allowed to wear both of them home on Shabbos. So, Chur, this is the machloikis. So, tomorrow, loy. I'll tell you, no, that's not the machloikis. I'll tell you, the kula yalma islud Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchak. Maybe everybody holds from Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchak that on the head and the hand there's a place to wear two pairs. So, why does Rav Meir say only one pair and not two pairs? For hoch, I'll tell you, b'Shabbos, Zman tefillin kemiflegin. The machlekes is there a mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos or not? The Tanakhama sova Shabbos zman tefillin hu. The Tanakhama holds Shabbos is a zman tefillin. So I'll tell you, pshat from that is then the Tanakhama holds the only reason why the Rabbanu will mat you to carry the tefillin home is because you're mekayim the mitzvah. Today's a mitzvah and you're doing the mitzvah. That's why you're allowed to wear one pair home. Mashenkin to wear two pairs. There's no mitzvah to wear two pairs. Therefore, you can't wear two pairs. Hey, then there's no heter mishum hatzolo, it's a malbush. According to Tanakhama Poshid, it's a mitzvah today, and you're doing the mitzvah. So how many pairs is the mitzvah? One pair. Two pairs is not the mitzvah anymore. That's why he says not more than one. Rabbi Gamliel, sova, no. Shabbos loves the man's tefillin hu. That on Shabbos there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin. So the Hechrich of the Rabbanan said you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. It's not the pshat because you're being mekayim the mitzvah now. But the pshat is that that's called the derech malbush. That's called the tachshit. It's like bottle to your goof. So Mela, how many pairs can you wear that's called the tachshit? As many pairs as fits onto the place that on the weekday you're mekayim your mitzvah there. So two pairs fit in that place. Therefore, according to Gamliel, you're allowed to wear two pairs home. And then finally, according to Rav Meir, if he were to hold that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, he would also hold two pairs. Just he holds that the heter is because you're doing a mitzvah today.